after a long trip on a jet boat,
stay in your groups,
a quick rundown of do's and don'ts,
and you'll probably end up intersecting each other, but it's important that you stay together,
and a hike along a boardwalk trail, 19 brave tourists ventured off into the wild, all for the chance to look at bears up close and personal at the Ann Bear Observatory.
There's been quite a few people. Everyone seems to be having a really good time, and everyone's gotten a great show every time they've come.
Angie Aldred is a forestry wilderness technician at Ann. She says ever since the observatory opened earlier this month, no one has left disappointed.
Everyone loves it. There's been bears almost every time. I mean, usually we'll get some brown bears showing up with cubs and a couple black bears with cubs, so everyone seems to love it.
The observatory has been a tourist hotspot for a number of years, and getting a permit can be hard to come by.
Well, we're limited to 60 people a day between July 5th and August 25th.
Dee Galla is the outdoor recreational planner for the Wrangell Ranger District and manages the observatory. She says there hasn't been any significant changes in visitation for the past several years.
July always is busy, and we usually have all the reservations taken. Sometimes people cancel, but yeah, it's busy in July. It kind of tapers off in August.
Galla says the Ann Cabin has also been booked for most of the month. With comments from some visitors, it seems like that trend isn't going to change anytime soon. On the day I visited, Ann got visitors from different places, like Colorado.
And I like the fact that getting a count of the bears, too, gives you a little adrenaline going.
Anchorage.
Oh, it's great. Of course, it's beautiful. But just seeing the bears, and as soon as we got here, there were bears. So it's really fun. They're catching lots of the salmon, and so pretty cool.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Good to be here. So good. My husband really enjoys it, so I don't know if I'm going to have a hard time getting him back to the boat or not. But right now, he's enjoying it so much. He loves the natural environment.
In Sydney, Australia.
Before we came here, we'd only seen one bear in the distance. So we've been
pretty exciting. I was beginning not to believe in bears, I must say, but now I believe in bears.
If you're wondering where's the mighty bear roar in this story, that's because the bears were pretty quiet that day. But that didn't stop them from climbing up trees, crawling from under the observation deck, and fishing for pink salmon in the nearby creek. The black bears seemed to rule the area. Only one brown bear managed to show up, and all it did was catch its lunch, eat, and left the scraps for the bald eagles. Why more black bears than brown bears? Wrangell Ranger District biologist Sarah Bullock explains.
The black bears, they tend to be pretty much all day, pretty steady action throughout the day, but the brown bears usually stay away from the observatory deck, except for a couple of very habituated bears.
She says since it's the peak season for bears, visitors can expect to see more within the next few weeks.
And they may have a little more, as you can see, 8 to 9 bears at one time. Brown bears, they'll probably start to remain consistent until the fish start dying down, and then they'll kind of disappear.
Even though brown bears tend to stay out of the public light, there is one in particular that is not shy around visitors.
Her name is Georgie. She's kind of our rambunctious teenager, and she gets really comfortable with people, and she'll come a little too close, I think, for people's comfort.
Forestry technicians have since been more aggressive with Georgie in order to keep her from being a little too comfortable with people. So far, that seems to be working. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.